Make it happen.
Make it happen. So this morning's panel, from concert to classroom, aspects of the Grateful Dead phenomenon. We have three speakers, Ruth Allison, who's to my right, Ken Alexander's by the wall, and Ken Elliott will speak second, and Kay Alexander in the center will speak third. Ruth is an improvisational dance artist with 30 years of professional dance training in various modalities, into which she's gleaned her own individual style. Is this the video on YouTube or something else?
No, it's
else?
Not. I have enough.
So their address is, there's a YouTube address which we can't put on the wall, but that we'd be happy to give you if you want to check out more of her work. And so, Ruth?
Yes. So, playing lead body. First, I want to say that I'm really honored to be here. And this is the first time my work has been formally recognized in this community.
Do we want to use mics?
Like mic?
Is this going
mic?
Over?
There isn't a public address system right here.
No.
Well, you need to just
share recording.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah,
now we can.
Okay.
Shut the door.
Sorry, this group interjects once in a while.
That's all right. No, that's good. That's good. It's good because I can't. It's the first time my work has been formally recognized in this community. And I've been asked to talk about what I do and how I do it. So especially I want to thank Gary Burnett for the initial invitation to be here. Thank you so much. And Nicholas Merriweather for the very, very fine welcome. I'm Ruth, also known as Tiny Dancer. And I got that name from Bobby and the Midnights in 1985, one afternoon during soundcheck, when I was doing tour jetés in an empty gymnasium during the soundcheck, and one of the band members said, "Hey, Weir, there's your Tiny Dancer." Oh. And the name stuck, and the Grateful Dead started calling me that, and I knew I'd use it as a moniker if I ever got a computer to connect with people from that time. And I did. And Billy Cobham wrote a tune for his album Warning that he titled The Dancer, that he said my dancing inspired. And a few years after that, when the Dead began doing videos and I began doing dance video, I made a video to Janice and Big Brother's Summertime, and also to Hell in a Bucket. And I showed it to Jerry, and we spoke about it for quite some time, and I was hoping they'd want to use it in their own videos, but that never came to pass. And that's the URL that Stan was talking about, which I have, which anyone can check out at their leisure, which I'll be happy to give out. It's just too hard to write it out right now. I feel like I'm representing the art of the dance in collaboration with Grateful Dead music. And I brought a DVD today that I feel like is a beautiful example of that. When the Giants asked the Dead to sing the national anthem at opening day in 93, Jerry said, "Like old whores and bad architecture, if you stay around long enough, you get respectable." And in that way, I'll compare myself to the Grateful Dead. I'd like to explain the concept of playing lead body and how it's different from shaking your bones or tapping your feet or shuffling your shoulders and moving about in place. It's telling the story in movement with articulation, the way Grateful Dead music tells stories. I studied professional dance for 30 years, a variety of techniques, including ballet, Isadora Duncan's technique, Horton technique, jazz dancing, belly dancing, gyrotonics and yoga, but always taking from each and making my own thing. Here are some quotes about dance from some of my esteemed teachers. From Gelsey Kirkland, who was a principal dancer of American Ballet Theater, also partner of Mikhail Baryshnikov and an author in her own right. She said, "The voice of the body has to harmonize in a dramatic way with the music, not merely to explore movement for its own sake, but to master the passions." Judith Jamison, artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, has said, "I believe in spirit, and I believe a manifestation of spirit is dance." And George Balanchine, not my teacher, but the great choreographer and founder of New York City Ballet, has said, "Dance is music made visible." For me, dance is the composition of physical music with all the articulation and definition one would ascribe to a musician. I'm improvising a dance as an improvisational musician improvises a tune or a jam. I'm a storyteller, telling the story in movement and gesture as the Grateful Dead music tells stories in rhyme and rhythm. I'm a musician, and my instrument is the body. If Jerry's guitar is like running water or a flowing stream, how do I become that flowing stream in movement? If I hear Bobby's guitar is romantic, passionate, intense, how can I convey that emotionally through movement? Choreography is organizing a body, composing a dance, as a composer composes a song. It's the composition of physical music. When the dancer's body, there's an alteration of the musculature and the skeleton that comes about, and the instrument becomes finely tuned to awareness of the muscles in each part of the body, as the musician is aware of each note and string and chord and effect. How I got started doing what I do was watching a woman named Renee dance on stage, on the side of the stage during the mid-70s, when they still allowed that at the Grateful Dead concerts. More than any of the musicians playing any of the instruments, she was the draw for me. And I knew right then that that was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I wanted to interpret the music like that flying angel with the scarf. Live inside the music as movement and color. And I wanted to dance on stage, and that never came to pass, and still hasn't with Rat Dog. So I'd make a niche for myself somewhere in the audience where I felt like I could participate with the music and might have an opportunity to interact with the musicians. How I developed my ideas was in large part by watching dance and TV and video and syncing Grateful Dead to it. And then I'd modify what I saw to meet my abilities and the spatial allowance at a show, since there was rarely much space to dance full out at a show. I'm always astonished at how often Grateful Dead music lends itself so perfectly to classical dance movement. There's something very ancient about both, and dead music is, I feel, classical music for the 20th century. The DVD I'm showing now is a solo dance called Witness, choreographed by Alvin Ailing. I've synced Looks Like Rain from 7/16/88 in it. But in this example, the dance ends before the song does. And rather than find a Looks Like Rain that fit exactly, I've decided to leave the one that I feel like meets exactly what I really like this dance with, and let you feel like letting you check in with how you feel when you see the instrument of lead body stop playing, and you hear the coda with Bobby singing, and the band going on, and you don't see the lead body playing anymore. So if we can, oh, no, we're gonna have to. That was wrong.
You need to start them at the same time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Saxophone crime. How far down is it, Ruth?
It's the next piece.
Okay. So as soon as we see the title, we...
The title, Witness.
These guys do go on. What show is it?
This is from Bird with Love. That piece. It's an Ellington piece.
Great real part.
Oh, it is. Oh, it's beautiful. They did it last time at City Center.
Is that what it would have looked like if I had straight at the time.
Their shows could look like that with different substances.
It's the next piece, eh?
Show video as much on the radio show.
No, but I know my way around a fast forward button.
We're still warm where you've been laying. face you in the lines. I'm out of job. It's just an eye. To having you around, my landscape would be empty if you were gone. But it's alright, 'cause I love you. That's not gonna change.
Can't take no more rain. My whole world's turning.
I choreograph and improvise mainly for myself as a solo dancer. I haven't found dancers in my dance life who move to the music the way I see it in my head. Most of the professional dancers I've known aren't interested in Grateful Dead music, and I see a whole ballet there in a Weather Report suite or a Terrapin suite. And therein lies the conflict of living in two different creative worlds that don't usually mix. I've always had one foot in the dance world and one foot in the music world, and the two worlds aren't very interested in collaborating from my experience. The musicians I've known haven't been interested in sharing their stage with a dancer, and I've always seen dance and music together on the same stage. I'll hear a song and I'll feel like the instrument of lead body might have something to add to it. There's lately been a renewed interest in the Trips Festival, which from that DVD seems like a time and place where dance and music live together as art sharing the stage. So maybe it's an idea whose time is coming again. I hope so anyway. This might be a completely different take on Dancing to the Grateful Dead than you guys had in mind, but I really can only talk about what Dancing to the Dead music is like for me. I know that musicians hear music differently from non-musicians. Guitarists hear guitar parts differently from non-guitarists. I dance differently from someone who shows up at a gig, and that's the one time they dance in their lives, when they're at the concert or have some music playing on at home. So next time you go to a show, listen to the story or the rhythm using your body as a musical instrument and add to the band. Practice dancing Eyes of the World using just your face. Practice dancing Jack Straw with your left arm. Try emoting through your body what the music is making you feel or perceive as you hear the music being told. Be part of the controlled abandon as the music dances you. You can dance to the original sound, the sound of the ocean, and the rhythm of the ocean. I sometimes do that, and I dance with a scarf. It's an unpredictable dance partner.